Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental. Hey, thanks for listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Faith Radio podcasts are only possible because of your support. Thanks for giving and for sharing with a friend. Do we lie? Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, the other Dr. Mental, my husband, Norm, who is freezing in the studio this
morning. It's cold in here. Yes.
He was blowing on his hands trying to warm up. And every weekend, we're here, and we're doing life together. And again, we're glad that you've joined us.
We sure are. We'd love to consider you our friends and hope that you feel that way too. But today, we're going to talk about a different kind of friend. That's the kind that we make as adults.
That's right.
It's different than childhood friendships, right?
Well, some of them can stay into adulthood, but a lot of times you're making new friends.
Well, in our life, we have moved so many times. You get to know people, you make good friends, and then you're forced to make new friends all over again in a brand new place. And sometimes it's a struggle to keep up with older friends who are no longer nearby. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How many friends from your childhood are you still in touch with?
Boy, not too many.
Your silence is roaring.
I'm trying to think of it. I mean, I every once in a while talk to somebody from my childhood, but on a day-to-day friendship or meaningful friendship basis, probably nobody. So we know that making new friends as an adult is not that easy.
No,
remember
not.
That? Did you ever hear that song, Make New Friends and Keep the... Wait, let me say it again. Let me think of it. Make new friends and keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold. Did you ever learn that song?
No, never heard it.
That was not a song they sung in Honduras
on the mission. I think in Honduras we didn't sing that song.
Well, make new friends. So think about it. Keep the old. One is silver, one's gold.
Okay.
So it takes intention. And we've known adult friends that we've had for years, and we've shared life with them.
Right.
And they're still our friends, even though we keep moving around a lot
right.
because of your job mainly. We have to move. We make new friends. But we keep friends. And we have a lot of friends from different places. But it's not easy to start over.
It's not easy. And sometimes I wonder if it gets easier or more difficult the older you get.
I think the older you get, it's harder.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody has social media and we pretend to stay in touch and have good friends. But at least we stay in touch.
I know. I think it's better than nothing. And I'm grateful because we can catch up with people
right.
on social media in terms of what's going on with their kids and, you know, events in their life.
See pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm really grateful for those platforms.
Right.
But even so, we need one or two good adult friends who can do life with us
right.
on a regular basis.
I think you're right, though. Making friends was so much easier as a child. I mean, you just did, or even when you went to college or start a new job. But as we age, someone is always too busy to do something, or they're not free to go to dinner. And we've been told throughout life, in fact, you've literally been told this. My life is very full, and I don't need new friends.
I know. We moved to a new, should I say the city? I won't
no.
say the city. And a woman actually said that to me when I was meeting
her. You're so friendly. You are the friendliest human
on the
planet. I
know, but she said, you know, I already have my friends. And so it's like when you move to a new place, sometimes there's an in-group of people, and it's very hard to
right. Break in.
Get in with that in-group, right. especially if they've known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So despite all of that, Norm, we're going to learn, though, that friends are needed. We're going to learn about it. And loneliness is a real problem in our culture. So this is important.
There was a 2023 Pew Research survey that was done on friendship. They found that friends are categorized as people who, like we would say, anybody that we do life with, from pickleball groups to neighbors in your weekly potluck or that friendly classmate you started hanging out with in your ceramics class. Wait, you're taking a ceramics class?
I'm not in class. So.
Okay.
But that would be a fun class to take. According to the survey, Norm, 61% of adults in the U.S. say that having close friends is essential to living a fulfilling life. They
that
choose
makes sense.
That
right.
over marriage, children, money.
Wow.
Friends are that important to people.
But that same group, there was a slim majority of adults who said 53% actually, said that they have between one and four close friends.
Think about that.
Okay. Most people, about half, have one to four close friends.
Okay.
38% have five or more, but only 8% said they had no close friends at all.
Yeah, that's not good.
I think that's sad, and I wonder if it's more than that.
It seems like it. I mean, that tracks with what experts are describing as an epidemic of loneliness for some Americans. You know, I heard an interesting finding from a different survey. And this survey said that when people were dying, they were asked about regrets.
Wow.
And the number four regret that came up was that they did not stay in touch with friends. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting. And it's good motive to keep your good friends close.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So not only is loneliness a problem, but not having friends, I'll bet you're going to say, is bad for your health.
It is. And I'm not the only one who thinks that. So there was a researcher at BYU who did this. It's called a meta-analysis. And all that means is you look at a lot of studies. And she looked at studies on social support and health outcomes. And she found that not having enough friends or having a weak social circle is the same risk factor as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
What?
Isn't it?
That's wild. How do you calculate that?
Well, it's just you have to read the study. But that's what that's what she found. So it's a risk factor for your health.
Wow. Well, I've got one for you from Harvard, in which the researchers followed a group of men over decades. And at the end of the study, someone asked the researcher what he had learned, and he said this, quote, that the only thing that really matters in life are your relationships with other people. Well, we might argue your relationship with God, but wow,
but
after decades
people.
And decades.
Yeah, and that he was researching these men, and that's what he learned. That was his takeaway from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more. There's another author, Lydia Denworth, who says this about friends. Now, listen to this. This is a health-related one, so I have to throw that back at you. Okay. Friends can change your cardiovascular system, your immune system, how you sleep, your cognitive health. How could this thing that exists entirely outside the body affect whether you're likely to catch a virus? And yet, that's exactly what we know that social connection does. We thought of loneliness as this difficult emotion, but just an emotion. And we think of friends as this lovely thing, but they're actually a matter of life and death.
Do you think she's overstating that?
Well, it's her book. You have to look at her book. But she did a bunch of research on this.
Wow, that is striking.
Yeah.
Well, I think we would agree that friends are critical to a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, very happy people have five friends, supposedly. So why is five a magic number?
Yeah, you know, that's a number that researchers keep finding is tied to happiness and satisfaction. So I don't know, five. But you can have friends with... Maybe because you can have friends with different personalities who bring different things to your relationships.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, you can, you know, some people think you should have a friend who's older and wiser than you are, and then one who's younger, who gives you a different perspective.
Okay.
A lot of people believe that you should have friends from different cultures. I think that's real enriching. You and I
Absolutely.
Have lots of friends from different cultures. And you should also have friends that hold a different worldview, you know?
Yes, Katie.
Can your friend be your mom or your partner?
Katie is asking if she doesn't have a mic. She's saying, can your friend be your mom or your partner? It certainly could be as one of those. But I think we're also looking outside of the circle of family. And a friend can also be someone next door.
Right.
So a neighbor.
So that could be your partner next door.
Yeah. I don't think the numbers matter as much as the roles of different friends play
right.
in your life.
That makes sense.
You know, some friends are your real truth tellers. Some are the real encouragers. I've got one who's a real grace giver. You've got a friend, Andy, who's always giving grace to people.
Right.
The counselor, someone serves that role, or someone who you can tell that secret to and you know will hold it. So different people provide different things. So it helps to have a variety of friends.
Good. Well, I think we all agree then what we have to have in life is a core of good friends.
Yes, and it's interesting. A Dutch sociologist tracked friendships and found that in 7 years, listen to this,
all right,
your close friends won't be close anymore.
Oh.
Every 7 years, half of our friends fade out of our life. Does that sound true to you?
I'd have to stop and think and count on my hand with my fingers, but there are people who have stayed constantly close for decades.
But he's saying half
of them. So
drop out?
Okay. Well, you know, I also teach a film class. It's called Film Analysis Worldview. We look at movies every week, and it's astounding how many films, when I started thinking about this, are related to friendship.
Yeah, because it's such a core thing that we all need. You know, we found some heartwarming stories about friendships in Reader Digest. Norm, do people still read that magazine?
I didn't know there was a Reader's Digest.
I don't know that anybody reads it, but it's around.
Okay.
So let me just give a couple of stories here. So this is a woman who says, I grew up in a family that didn't show affection. I knew I was loved, but it was rarely expressed, either in words or with a hug. Then at the age of 40, I met Judy. I quickly noticed how often she told her kids she loved them and how she hugged everyone hello and goodbye. As with any habit, I picked it up. And the more I did, the easier it became for me. Now I never fail to hug friends or family members, and it has completely changed how I relate to them. It's an awesome feeling.
Wow. Here's one that you found, and I'm going to read. How's that?
Okay.
My fiancé walked out on me 3 days before our wedding. Whoa. Now every year on the anniversary of that day that I would have been married, my best friend texts me a hilarious picture reminding me how I dodged a bullet. His humor has made a very difficult day much better.
That's a great role. And here's one more before we go to a break. My best friend and I are both trying to lose weight, so we text each other every day to check in. He encourages me to work out when I don't want to, or to put down the ice cream.
How does he know you've got ice cream?
Well, he's probably on FaceTime or something. I don't know. Or maybe he's just guessing. What are you eating right now?
Yeah. What's
anyway,
going on?
She says it really helps me stay on track.
Wow, that's good. By now, we hope we've convinced you you need to make and keep friends. Or we'll take a short break. But when we come back, we'll give some specific tips on how to do just that. More after this.
Are your priorities all out of line? Are you running through the kitchen because the sight of dishes in the sink is more than you can bear? Or avoiding the laundry room for fear a pile of dirty jeans will jump up and grab you? Are extra hours spent at work or outside commitments taking a toll on your home and family? Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor. And if this sounds anything like your house, you may have a priority problem. Getting your priorities in line might feel like trying to rein in a bucking bronco, but it can be done. Here are a few keys. Take small steps. Don't try to attack laundry and housekeeping all at once. Spread the work out and enlist the help of family members. And don't put things off. Piling another dish and a cup in the sink won't help. Instead, try and stay ahead by handling cleaning up more regularly. Look, we all have occasions when we have to hurry off and leave a job or two undone. But if this is your habit, you may need a priority adjustment. And you can do it one step at a time. Mother and daughter relationships are powerful, and they impact all our other relationships. Think about it. The way you react with your mom typically is the way you might react with other people. Yet this important bond can be filled with tension when both women try to find their own voice and develop a sense of self. So working through the mother-daughter relationship can be a challenge, but it is so worth the effort. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, and I would love to help you navigate this important relationship and strengthen it to the best it can be. That's why I wrote, I Love My Mother, But, a book to strengthen the mother-daughter relationship. We all love our mothers, but sometimes we need a little help working through our differences. I Love My Mother, But, available on my website, drlindamintel.com, or online where books are sold.
Welcome back, friend, to the Dr. Linda
Mintel
Show.
Oh, I like that.
How's
hey!
That? Is that good?
Our radio friends. Podcast friends. You know, sometimes people do email me and tell me things and comment on the show, so I do like that interaction with the people who are listening.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, is having friends, making friends, and keeping friends. You can learn more about that on Dr. Linda Mintel's website, drlindamintel.com. Find her blogs, her books. You can connect with her on social media and listen to our podcast anywhere you go at any time.
So I don't know if people know that when we do a show, I always do write a blog on the topic of that show. So if you want more information from the show and you go, I can't remember everything they said, sometimes you can just go to myfaithradio.com and the blog will be posted right there. Yeah,
good.
It's a nice little thing they do.
Now we're going to get into specifics about making adult friends. When you have children, I think it's easier.
It is.
Because you're going to hang out with the kids and the other parents in the same life stage, and you have the same activities and interests and soccer games and ballet. It makes sense, doesn't it? I know how easy it was, especially for you, meeting all the ladies at all those events who took their daughters to dance.
Yeah, it was great. And Matt was soccer, so we had different groups. But here's one we can start with. Let's start with maybe reconnecting with old friends.
Oh.
Now, I hear a lot of people say, really? You know, they haven't contacted me in ages. Why should I be the one to contact them, right? And I get that, but maybe you've lost touch, but you do have some history together.
Sure, you were friends.
Yeah, so there may be something there worth resurrecting in that friendship.
Good.
And so, Norm, with social media, it's so easy to reach out and connect again.
You can find anybody.
You're right. So I think we tend to feel guilty when we've lost touch with someone, and so we don't want to try. It's like we're a bad friend, you know, so we think, oh, I don't want to do that again. But reconnecting with people you already know and like and share a history is a great way to build back friends.
Look, if the friendship was meaningful to you at one time, why isn't it now? Yeah. I think it's worth trying to find out, find someone and catch up.
Yeah. And you can reconnect over coffee or a quick lunch, a FaceTime chat.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make a plan and you have to set it up or it becomes another of, oh, hey, let's get coffee. And then guess what? It never happens.
Never.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take some intentionality and you do have to be a little bit assertive to do it, but that's not that hard to do.
Right.
You push yourself.
Right. Maybe something as simple as thinking of you or haven't talked to you in such a long time. Just a little note on Facebook or
text
if you have their number.
Yeah.
It might feel a little bit awkward, but it's pretty low stakes, little low risk. Now, with some friends that you haven't seen in a while, you may have to address an issue if there was something that caused you to lose touch.
Right, and that's difficult, but there's no way around it.
Right.
If something happened, you have to address it directly and honestly. And you can talk about what is different now, because a lot of times you've moved on in life. And if you're a person of faith, you may need to apologize to someone and ask for their forgiveness.
That's biblical.
It is. So if the relationship meant something to you and you miss your friend, you should take the first step to try to do this.
Even if it brings up old wounds and maybe some regret?
I think so. I mean, a whole host of emotions are possible, right? And it might not work out.
Right.
But you don't know until you try.
That's
and
good.
It helps to have some expectation that maybe we can get together again and maybe we can see where it goes. So you remember, Norm, I did this with an old friend. We lost touch due to a life change that she made. And we were able to mend some fences, but nothing more really came from it. And she was still in the situation that divided us, and she wasn't willing to address the impact of the changes that all had on our friendship. But we laughed. We remembered good times, and we left on a good note. Now, I still feel sad because I miss her as my friend. She was very much a part of my life. But, you know, I made the effort. I tried. And I think we did sort of close the door and end it in a better way than what it had ended on before.
And there's no guarantee that friendships last forever. In fact, we know half of them don't. So as long as we try and we put out the effort and we do the godly thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, here's an idea that I don't think too many men are going to try.
Okay.
Just wondering, it's probably not right of me to say that, but how about sending a card in the mail and offer to reconnect? See where I'm going with this? I'm thinking a card takes more intention. It's more thoughtful, more personal than just a text. Electronically reaching out. That's why I said I didn't think a whole lot of guys were going to do this one.
Well, it might work for some people.
I
mean, some people are card people. You know, they're just card people or they like to send things in the mail. And when you do that, I think it has a big impact. My college roommate, do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a card in the mail with a very sweet note. We hadn't talked in forever.
Years.
And we got on the phone and we just caught up like where we left off in college. And it was so great. It was over something sad that had happened, but that card is what prompted me to call her, give her a call. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good way to do it.
I think so. Another thing we've done is we've thrown dinner parties and brought people back together that way.
Yeah.
It's not always reciprocated. We don't always get invited to their house, but at least we got them together.
Well, you know why that is? You know why that is?
Tell me why.
Because you are such a good cook.
Oh, my God.
I've heard so many people say, I'm intimidated by Norm's cooking. If I had you over, we couldn't even begin to do that. So I think there's an intimidation factor in there.
Well, then let's go out to eat.
That's true. You could do that.
Here's another one. If I had an extra ticket, like to a ball game or to a movie or a play, I'd like to offer an old friend to go with me. you know,
an old
could
friend
reach out.
Or a friend that's old.
Either.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a great strategy to maybe engage somebody.
Right.
It could be for a concert, an event at church, maybe something interesting to do together, but that doesn't require an intense restart. So mm-hmm. I like that one. Mm-hmm. Another version of that would be to invite someone to something you've wanted to do and you think that they might like it too. I mean, that would be a fresh way to mm-hmm. bond. So, you know, maybe something like, I don't know, rock climbing or maybe a cooking class or something. Or what?
Pickleball.
We're trying to find people. If you want to join us, come. We're very beginners.
That's right.
Beginners. So, you know, nobody who's played a long time.
We're on the rookie
court.
We're
not there yet. You know, I think it's just easier to do something new with someone else.
Right. I think the point here is to be intentional. Get out of yourself. Focus on someone else. And that is certainly biblical.
Yes. But, you know, when you do, don't talk about yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mistake too many people make. It's really draining on the other person. It's just way more productive to ask people questions about their family, about their work. It needs to be reciprocated.
Sure.
I mean, both people need to be asking
but
questions.
But start by asking questions instead of talking about yourself is what
For
you
a
mean.
A long time.
Yeah.
Right. Friendships are that give and take, and you need to be a good listener mm-hmm. to be a good friend. So look for commonalities with the person and then begin to talk about those.
Right. Because I think when friendships are always about problems and complaining and whining about stuff, that's draining.
Yeah. And actually, there's research to back you up on that point. So we need to celebrate good news with friends. So yes, you should be there when someone is going through a bad time, but you also need a balance in there. Mm-hmm. You need to be celebrating positive moments in the person's life and just react to all the good news that you're hearing.
Right. That's good. And if the friendship stays superficial after you've reconnected and it doesn't go anywhere, well, I guess superficial is going to be superficial.
You know, you can have a few friends like that.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to have everybody that opens up and sounds like a therapist.
Your best
session.
Friend, right?
Yeah. So I think superficial isn't great for anybody, but it's at least, you know, a starter for some people. You got to find those good, true friends,
that's good.
Though.
Right. Well, if you were wounded by someone in your past, help us think about how to work up the courage to actually even try.
Well, you know, if you don't have friends, it's a health hazard. I know you've been wounded before, but you need to try because it's going to be critical to your health and happiness. So if you value your health or your happiness, try again because we know friendship does a lot of things to help you feel better. Here's the other thing, Norm. We don't talk about it too much. It's okay to try with someone and not feel like you want to go further in that friendship.
Hmm.
So you don't always have to make the person your good friend.
I guess it's like a match. Some people just don't mix well together, and that's okay as long as we don't think we or they are bad because we didn't work out.
Yeah, and you can always learn something by trying a relationship with someone, even if it doesn't work out. You know, it just helps you refine your search, maybe figure out what you're looking for. Most people don't marry the first person they date.
Oh, well, there you
and
go.
Same thing is true. There may be a few false starts on the friendship side.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let that deter you. And if the relationship just seems like it's getting toxic, just end it.
Mm.
You know, you aren't married to the person.
Right. And in today's culture, we, though, especially need strong Christian friends. I think of the passage in Hebrews 10:25 that reminds us to not miss getting together for worship. But I think God may have also been thinking that he's pleased when we gather with our friends and loving and supporting one another.
You know, John Piper says that true Christian friends can heighten our joy in God, expose sin in us that keeps us from God, encourage us to obey God, and encourage us to turn to God in our weaknesses.
We're almost finished and out of time, but I found a couple extra verses that I thought were perfect for this. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times. And Ecclesiastes 4:19 says, two are better than one. If either falls down, the one can help the other up. And my favorite of all of them was Jesus said, dear friends, he called them friends. Since God so loved us, we also should love one another.
To end our time here, here's my advice. Show up for people who matter to you. Sometimes that means your physical presence. Sometimes it might mean your emotional support. If you keep your commitments to other people, that's going to be so important, and that's going to make you a good friend. Friendships aren't static. They require work from both people. You must prioritize the relationship to make it work. Friendships are built on trust and certainly on showing up. Now get out there and make some friends. The benefits will be worth the effort. Well, that's all the time we have today. Many thanks to my co-host, Norm Mental, who makes this show a conversation, and to our technical producer, Katie Sims. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you again next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Doing life together. Hey, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mental Show. These conversations are available because of your support. Become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes and share it with friends so we can live life to the fullest, walk confidently, and find healing and hope.